Our first scripture reading today comes from Psalm 100. It is a psalm of thanks. Listen to how God speaks through this text. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his own pasture. Enter his gates with thanks. Enter his courtyards with praise. Thank him. Bless his name, because the Lord is good. His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. This is the word of God. Our second scripture reading is found in the Gospel of Matthew. We'll start in chapter 9, verse 35, and go all the way through 10:23. Listen as God speaks through this text. Jesus traveled among all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, announcing the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were troubled and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The size of the harvest is bigger than you can imagine, but there are few workers. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out the workers for his harvest." He called his 12 disciples and gave them the authority over unclean spirits to throw them out and to heal every disease and every sickness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent these 12 out and commanded them, "Don't go among the Gentiles or into a Samaritan city. Go instead to the lost sheep, the people of Israel. As you go, make this announcement: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with skin diseases, and throw out demons. You received without having pay, therefore, give without demanding payment. Workers deserve to be fed, so don't gather gold or silver or copper coins for your money. Belts to take on your trips. Don't take a backpack for the road, or two shirts, or sandals, or a walking stick. Whatever city or village you go into, find somebody in it who is worthy, and stay there until you go on your way. When you go into a house, say peace. If the house is worthy, give it your blessing of peace. But if the house isn't worthy, take back your blessing. If anyone refuses to welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet as you leave that house or city. I assure you it will be more bearable in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on Judgment Day than it will be for that city. Look, I'm sending you as sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as wise as serpents, as innocent as doves. Watch out for people, because they will hand you over to councils, and they will beat you in their synagogues. They will haul you in front of governors and even kings because of me, so that you may give your testimony to them and to the Gentiles. Whenever they hand you over, don't worry about how to speak or what to say, because what you can say will be given to you at that moment. You aren't doing the talking, but the Spirit of my Father is doing the talking through you. Brothers and sisters will hand each other over to be executed. A father will turn his child in. Children will defy their parents and have them executed. Everyone will hate you on account of my name, but whoever stands firm until the end will be saved. Whenever they harass you in one city, escape to the next, because I assure that you will not go through all the cities of Israel before the human one comes. Holy wisdom, holy word. We probably don't talk enough about evangelism as a denomination or in our particular church. This is a real shame. For if we're not the ones sharing God's word, then who is? Many of you have told me about your faith and what a gift it has been to you in this life. Why, then, is it so difficult for us to speak to others about our faith? Why have people accepted the idea that because it is uncomfortable to share our faith, we shouldn't do it? Rather than accepting these lies as truths, we are called by Christ, and the church as itself is also called, to continually share the message of the gospel. Furthermore, Christ sends us out as sheep among wolves, knowing full well that we will counter the impossible resistance of the world with the power of the Holy Spirit to provide an undeniable testimony to God's love. Evangelism is sharing God with others. Jesus described the task of evangelism by saying, "The harvest is bigger than you can imagine." Let's try to imagine what that even means. How could God say that the harvest is bigger than our imagination? Well, in 2012, if we were to freeze the world's population, we can get a glimpse at what it looked like. In that year, there were about 7.2 billion people on the planet. That number is probably too big for you to conceive. 7.2 billion people. So imagine a world where there are only 100 people. And of those 100 people in this new world, 53 of them would have practiced a religion other than Christianity in 2012. The majority of those would have been Muslims and Hindus. 32 of those 100 people would have been Christians. And 15 of the people would not have believed in God or had practiced any religion that year. There are two things to keep in mind about those statistics from 2012. First, the population of the world wasn't 100 people. It was 72 million times bigger than that. There were 1.1 billion people who didn't have a religious affiliation. That certainly is a harvest bigger than anything we can imagine. Second, that was a static snapshot of the world. Today, the world's population is estimated by the CIA to be 2.5 billion people, and it continues to grow with an exponential growth rate. The CIA also estimates that 131.4 million babies are born each and every year. That is 4 babies every second. Or in the amount of time it takes for us to have a church service, we would double the population of Baldwin, the township where we live. When Jesus walked the earth, there was nowhere near the birth rate we have today. So, this timeless truth remains. The harvest is bigger than you can imagine, but the workers are few. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out the workers for his harvest. Indeed, the harvest is unimaginably large and growing ever larger. What then are we to do? Christ calls the disciples to pray and for God to send out workers. Those prayers are being answered because God is sending you. God is calling you. When Christ sends out the disciples, they are sent on a mission to share God's word. They are sent with the command first to go to the people who have lost their way. God isn't concerned about the people who have no religion. God's first concern is for the people who have gotten lost along the way. Begin in the community you know, around people you know, people who share similar understanding. Give your testimony and share your story with other Christians. Describe to them what it means for you to be a disciple, what it means for you to follow Christ. Share the significant moments and encounters you have had with God along the way. After you have practiced sharing God with people who share a similar understanding, then you are called to venture out further. The next stage is to wander and share your call wherever you go. Whatever place you travel to, find someone who is worthy. That is, someone who seems open to a conversation with you. Simply a normal conversation. The goal isn't to force another person to believe as you believe. The goal is to share your story and to share God so that you might be a witness to the other person. Share God through acts of compassion and service before you do anything else. Give yourself something to explain by serving that person. Then give the explanation after the fact. Do the work, then give a testimony as to why you're doing that work. Because it won't be obvious to everybody without the explanation. If, for example, you decide to volunteer at a shelter and feed people, you are most certainly serving the Lord because you're feeding the hungry. However, each hungry person can have a different explanation as to why you're feeding them. "Oh, she's just a nice person," one might say. "Oh, probably a celebrity who has to do some community service because of a DUI or something," another could say. "Nah, I bet it's because he wants to put it on his college application to get into a better school. Whatever, I'm still glad for the food." There are endless examples of what people could think about your act of witness. But if you take the time to sit with someone while they're eating and say, "I want to tell you why I do what I do," and then share your journey with God, they will likely know who you are and what you're doing. At least, they'll have a better chance at knowing that if you sit down and talk to them. Finally, there are many people who will say, "That sounds all well and good, but I can't share a witness because it isn't allowed due to separation of church and state, or some other law. I don't know what the law is, but I just know that it's real." To this final objection, Jesus says, "Rubbish!" Christ sends people as sheep out in the midst of wolves, with the instruction to be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. Be clever and be innocent. Go to places where your story is forbidden and share the witness even there. When you're confronted by the hostile stare, the venomous retort, or the salty response, rely on the Spirit to give you strength in the moment. There's no more perfect definition of faith than relying on the Spirit for strength each moment. If we avoided every situation where something could go awry, then we wouldn't get anything done. If we avoided every situation where we wouldn't know what to say, we'd have a hard time visiting those who are sick or dying. If we avoided every moment where we were uncomfortable, the frontiers of ministry would never be explored, and the world would be static and boring. So listen to the Spirit as it pushes you to new places, calls you to new ministries, and gives you the blessing of encounters with people who are radically different than yourself. By relying on the Spirit and getting our strength from God, we can do the impossible and bear witness even in the most hostile environments. The call to evangelism is unending. I am called. You are called. We are called. Christ demands we share the message of God with the world. Christ also provides an answer to every excuse we can muster. Yes, it will be difficult. Yes, you will run into trouble. Yes, I will be with you every step of the way. And yes, together, we will do the impossible by bearing witness in the midst of darkness. Now, this time, right now, in this moment, now is the time for all of us to rise up and answer the call. The harvest is bigger than you can imagine, and the laborers are few. So get up and get to work, because God needs your help. Thank you for listening to this recording of our sermon from Sunday, June 18th, 2017. This is a recording that is brought to you as a part of the ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Baldwin. If you'd like to learn more about our church, you can go to our website at firstpresbyterianbaldwin.org. There you can find ways to donate or send a prayer request or contact our staff. There's lots of different ways you can get involved, or you could go and learn about different events that we have coming up. We are blessed to have you with us today and as a part of our ministry. We hope that you will continue to listen to our sermons, get involved, and find ways to share this message with other people. And we also hope that you have a blessed day. Peace and hope and love be with you now and forevermore. In God's name, amen.